Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos Daf Kuf Daot. Picking up the top of the page by the Mishnah. We know that there's something called Nesachim, and that Nesachim, these wine libation, come around with Karbanos. One is even allowed to bring a wine libation on its own right, that is, without any type of animal, and comes on the Mishnah. It says, Ein mistavin lug shnayim b'chamisha, but you're not allowed to give if you're going to give it by itself. One lug, two lugin, or five lugin, because you never come along with an animal that amount. But you can give three, four, or six lug. And from six and up, you can give as well. Why is it that three, four, and six are okay? Because three is what comes along with a lamb, four for a ram, and six for a bull. So therefore, you can give that amount on its own, by itself. Now, you're allowed to give from six and more because that can be brought through a combination of other amounts that are being brought. So, it's... Is there a fixed amount for Nesachim? Or in Kevot L'Nesachim? Is it not a fixed amount? Meaning, if someone makes a nether, I take it by myself, that'll make... Not me. If someone says they're going to bring a certain amount of Lugin, is that amount fixed? Meaning that he has to bring the entire amount as one time, or is it not fixed and he can bring whatever part of it that is ready to be brought? Hechi dami, kigon da'isi chamisha. Let's say one brings, he says, I'm going to bring five lug. Iamart ein kevel l'nesachim, he says, no kevel, so mashich umakav arba minayu. He could separate and give four of them. The chazilayu, that works for a ram. Vida chavin didava, and the other one he can bring is a nedava. If you want to say that there is a nesachim, then until he adds to them one more lug, meaning that he has to give five in total, then none of them are going to be actually brought. My, what is the din? In other words, can you have that four of the lugin be brought as a personal one and the fifth one for later uses for a tzibor, or do you have to have an added lug be donated to all the lugin can be brought together? Amar Baba Yetashima Shishalinadava. We have a Mishnah which is in Shkolam. It says six were brought for Nidavos. You have to look at the whole Mishnah really to get a full understanding about really what's happening over here. The Mishnah earlier had said that the Tana said over there that there were 13 collection chests that were set up in the chatzar, in the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. Seven for specific things, and the six were for people to put money that was going to be used for voluntary communal karbanos. So we say, Shishul Adava, Varmin, Kenegamin, and we say, six were Keneged who? And we explain that they were corresponding, the number of ways that money for communal voluntary offerings could possibly come out. Keneged Moser Chatas, there was one designated for the excess Chatas Karbanos. Moser HaShamos, one for the extra HaShamos. Moser HaShem Nazir, one for the excess of the Nazir's HaShem. Moser HaShem Metzora, one for that of the Metzora's HaShem. Moser Kinim, Moser Minchas Chotei. Rashi explains each one of these. I'm just going to give you the general understanding of it, and you can apply it. Now, let's say the leftover of the Chatas is, let's say, someone who did a Chotei. A chote, he set aside money to buy a sheep or a goat for a chatas, he's chayev, and he was left with extra money because the price of it dropped, that type of stuff. V'yemisa, and if it's true that the amount for nesachim is not fixed, one who sets, to put five lugin brings four for this, and the fifth one he could sell, and use, whatever, the money to buy the carbon, the takin shofar chrino, then there shall also be another chest. That the shofar literally means like a shofar, but it's a chest. They should set up also the basim. Can I get most of the nesachim for the extra saf of the nesachim? So we don't have it. Must be that it's not the case, right? It must be it's fixed. No, frankly, the Gemara. What do you mean? How the nedava the nidva sibur azli? Those money is put in these success go to the nedava sibur, which aren't shchiach. They're not common. The money therefore had to be stored for future use, which therefore had the chest behind the shchiach. The other one, extra ones are very common. And because most karbanos in nesachim, and therefore after the mitzafri demaru, demar b'hadi yadadi b'karvi, it's possible to combine one person's extra lug with another one's, and then they come out to three lug and you can bring it. Therefore, there's no need to designate a chest to contain them. Amarav atashima. Let's try again. Da 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 da. So we have a braisa that basically is telling us that after they come on, they bring out the list, the nesachim that come along with the olam neshamim of those animals. The Torah finishes up by saying that lechol ezrach Kol Azach, this is my bar mitzvah parasha. Kol Azach yaseh kocha seile la'kriv yisherech nechoach la'ashem. Yichem ger, b'sach l'asem l'dor ozachem yaseh yisherech nechoach la'ashem. Kasher tezu ken yaseh hakol chukach azalem.
Okay, so after that beautiful reading over there, which you guys are so impressed and blown away by, what it's saying is that every Ezrach, every native, will do with them to bring a fire offering to satisfy the, you know, aroma to Hashem. When you have a ger that is ger toshav, and it makes yisherech nechoach Hashem, kasher tusukei yaseh, that as you do, so he shall do. Hakahal, for the congregation, the same decree shall be for you and for the ger, and you know who's there, an eternal decree for your generations, like the proselyte shall it be before the Lord. So what do we see over here? These are all extra psukim because these laws of Nesachim are to be taught earlier on. Therefore, it's telling you, Ezrach, Melamish, Mesavim, Nesachim. It's telling that one can donate Nesachim that don't come along with that. Vikama, and how much? Loshes Lugin. 3 lug. Right? The Bryce is assuming that this is the smallest donation, since less than that is not fit to accompany any carbon. If you want to add, you can add to it. Talmud Lomar, it shall be. Pasuk says, "V'niskem chatsia hin yeh lapar." Right, it shall be. Since you know, shall be is extra, we add it to this idea of the existence of the sachem of more than 3 lugin. So it shall be. Yachal yivchas, you think they can do less than 3 lug? Talmud Lomar kacha. Pasuk says kacha, which is telling us a that it's specific. My Yosef, what does Baisa mean that he can add? Right, to what amount of lugin is he talking about? Ilema arba avishisha. If you want to say it's talking about 4 or 6 lug, then why is it pasha that such amounts can be given? And no extra pasuk is needed to teach us this. My shna shlosha dechazi lekeves. Because what is unique about these, about 3 lug, that allows it to be brought because they're able to be brought with the keves. What do you mean? We could also say that 4 or 6 are also being brought. They're also fit with the ram and the bull. Must be that we're coming to tell us that even 5 lug, which aren't brought with any animal, can also be brought. Right? So 4 of the lugin are brought by themselves, and the 5th one is used, you know, for a nedava of the tzibar. Shema mina in kevel nesachim. We come out of here that there is no fixed amount for nesachim. Shema mina. When it says, yeah, that's a good shtickle. You're good.
Amar Rav Ashi. What do you mean? Vanon lo tenanach. We didn't find this in our Mishnah. Mr. says, hey, misavin lo shnayim b'chamisha. You can't bring 1-5 or 1-2 or 5. Katani chamisha dumi l'shnayim. The Mishnah says, teach the case of 5 similar to the case of 2. The fact that the mitzvah puts the case of 2 lugin and 5 lugin together in the same statement implies that the law for both of them is the same. Right? Shouldn't work at all, which means that the amount of lugin must be that it's fixed. Midi iria? Is this a riot? Anything? What are you talking about over here? How could he talk of this? Maybe this case of 2 lugin is like it is, and the case of 5 is like it is. In the case of 2 lugin, none of them are brought, and does 5, then part of it can be fulfilled. He brings a 4 as in the Sachem, and the 5th is used, you know, for the donative carbon. Bring it as a donation. Yeah, a nedava. Amar Abaye, Zakt Abaye, Im Tim Salome, Ein Kevod L'Sachem. If you want to say there's no Kevod L'Sachem, then Ha'im Kevod L'Sachem. Okay, that's it. I got it, right? Because any amount from 3 and up, the person just brings as many of the lugin as he can. If he brings, said, 5 lugin, so he brings 4, and then the 5th becomes voluntary offering. Then out of Sarah, then the amount of lugin is given up to, a number up to and including 10, pshitali. So then it's going to be pasha to me that what the din would be. How the din would work.
But if the amount of Lugan is 11, because 5 and 5, okay, we're good. So 11, then beep, turn the page. Kuftalam base. Mi boili. Then I have a suffix. My, what's it then? Gavr l'shnei parim kamechavin? Do we say that the man intends to bring the amount of wine that comes with two bowls, a.k.a. 12 lug? The ad the memali lu lo karvi, until he adds the amount of vowed one more lug than that ever to be brought. Maybe he had in mind that he's going to bring the amount that comes with two rams and one lamb. Therefore, he can offer those 11 lugim without adding anything. Do we say that the one had in mind, the one making the net in mind to bring nisachim that are two animals of one kind, one with the other, or low or not? Why? What's it in? Says Gemara Teiku. Zok the next Hilig Mishnah, Misnad Vinyayin. Vinyam Misabin Shemin Yalim, and it's not be Shemin by itself. Did Rabbi Akiva say Rabbi Akiva? Tarvam Misabin Shemin? No, you also let it go and do Shemin as well. I'm Rabbi Tarv from Mamma, Tzina Vinyayin, just like we find with wine. Shubach Chova, Uba Nidava. It comes as a Chov, it's coming with Adam, as it comes to Nidava by itself. Av Shemin Shubach Chova, Uba Nidava comes to Nidava. I'm Rabbi Akiva, lo, not a good logic. I'm Rabbi Yayin, if you want to say okay with wine, they're going to be brought as a donation and you're brought by itself. It's because when it's brought together with another carbon, it's brought by itself. So when you say with Shemin, Shein Karvim Chovasim Afriatzva, it doesn't go by itself. When it's like that, it gets mixed in with other things. So not a riot. Ein misna, ein shnayim misnadvim yisar and echad. Two people cannot donate one yisar as a partnership. Aval misnadvim olo shlamim. They can donate an olo and a shlamim. Va'ofa filu prey da achas and a chicken. They can even do a single. Preda, single little one. Feel gozel echad misnadvim, a small little chick. Says Gemara Merava, midivish shnei minulah. From the words of both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, we learn out that misnadvim adam mincha nisachem b'chol yom. Person can be misnadiv, they can donate a mincha nisachem every day, even if it doesn't come as coming along with another animal. Pshita, well, of course, why not? Amal detema mincha zedava gali barachmana. The Torah revealed the concept of nedava. It mentioned only five types of menachos. Ha hani chamisha menachos in. So therefore, we say these five types of menachos can be brought. Tzveilo, you can't donate more than that. Like a menachos chacham can't be. Kamash malan, hani mili b'stama. This applies. Only a person who vowed to bring a mincha did it with stam. Not saying it's with type. In that case, it can come out. He can bring. He's got to bring one or of the five that are brought. Aval heicha the parish where he said, which is going to bring a menachos offer menachos chacham in parish. And he said, and he does. And he does bring that type of milcha. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Ein Shnayim Misnadvin. You can't have two people donate a milcha in partnership, but they may donate it of an animal or a bird. My time, what's the reason you came to a mincha with a shutfetz? Either Misham Dichsev Takrov, because Takrov in Lashon Yachid, or Lanami, or Lami Grakrov in Lachid. El Ola, my time, what's the reason Dichsev Lolo Sechem? It says in plural. Mincha Nami, or Ksev, the Mincha Sechem. El Ola, Misham Dichsev Ba, Nefesh, says the word Nefesh. Only one person can bring the mincha. Tanya Amiachi, we'll invite us to support this, Rabbi Omer. Asher Yakrov, Karbonu, Lechul Nidreyem. All the carbonos that are in misnadev can be brought from shutfas lo silik hakasav ela mincha. It's only excluding in mincha shenamar nefesh because that's the word nefesh over there. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Priman nishtanis mincha shenamar ba nefesh. Why is what's unique about that? It says the word nefesh, but others, you want to say others don't have that. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Me darko lavi mincha. Whose way is to bring a mincha? Ani, a poor person, because you didn't have like it's animals. Male ani alav ki ani alav male ani alav ki ilu ikiv nafsho lefanai. Let's run that back a little. I didn't like my trap. Amar Rav Yitzchak, mipnei ma nishtana mincha nishenamar ba nefesh. Why is it that the Torah writes nefesh by nothing else? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi darko lavi mincha. Who's the one who brings it? An ani. But he can still be Mila in front of him as if he brought himself. He can't afford it. He can't afford it. He pushes himself. He pushes himself to go to do such a thing. And therefore Hashem looks at it like he actually gave his soul. What's unique and different about the... Let's try again. Why is it by the government mincha that it's so different and that it's said about it five different types of four different types of oil prepared dishes? Why do they give so many different ways to go and prepare it? It's a mashal for, regular king. of flesh and blood, whose friend prepared for him a festive meal. But the king knows that his friend is poor. He can't afford to serve him anything so great. So Amar lo, he says to him,
you know, make for me, I just want flour, but in five different types of oil, different types of dishes.
And then we're going to get pleasure from you, right? And as Rashi says, so that you should find favor in my eyes. See, you're working from your heart. Amazing.
Hajan Allah. Hamenachas vanitzachir.
You know what Amenach is? I'll take a look back in Kufa Rebeis. And what did the Mishnah say? Hamenachas vanitzachir. Zuvemen. Okay, my friends, we are Yotzizayin. And we're going to stop over here. Mazel Tov for finishing the 12th Perek. Bezal Hashem, we're going to start up tomorrow with the finale, the last Perek of Maseches Menachos. Till then, I want to wish you all a great, great day.